And I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. Father, today we have found your word and I call life to flow. I thank you that, Father, healings will manifest in our bodies today in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise and glory for it. And all of God's people said, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. We're going to talk about one of your favorite subjects today. Are you ready? Forgiveness. We're going into a holiday season and time of holiness. A time to be very reverent toward the Lord Jesus Christ, if we're not always that way, but to more importantly, focus on Him. Focus on Him more than we ever have. Knowing that He is the reason for the season. You know, I mean, it's sad that we have to say that. It's sad. Because everybody thinks that Santa is the reason for the season, you know. They think that elves are the reason for the season and that the gifts are the reason for the season. And you know what? Gifts are the reason for the season, but that gift is the gift of eternal life.
Yes, hallelujah.
When Jesus was born, all we had to do was accept Him.
Amen.
And we received the gift of eternal life. So, gifts are okay as long as they're given with the right heart.
Yes, yes.
Amen. But we cannot go into this time of year or into this new year, okay, with bitterness in our heart. And I was going to talk about bitterness first, but I have way too many scriptures for forgiveness. So we're going to stick with just forgiveness today. Listen, bitterness brings unforgiveness. Bitterness, when you can't stand being in the same room with a certain person, you're bitter.
Yeah.
Period. You're in unforgiveness with someone and you're bitter toward them. It will, the Bible says, yeah, it will eat your bones. It will right in through the marrow. Yeah. So bitterness will eat you alive. Okay. So, and that's biblical. So we've got to watch ourselves with bitterness. If you are a person who, when you get, and this is a lot of times with family, but when you're in a room with your family and you're celebrating Christmas and you look over at the certain person and you're just like, you know, that's probably not a good thing. You know, that sounds like a little bit of bitterness, a lot of unforgiveness. And, you know, we got to get these things fixed. Amen. We can't go into a time of celebrating Jesus and asking for His glory and His presence when we're walking in unforgiveness, when we're in bitterness. We're to love one another.
Amen.
Even as Christ loved us and gave His life for the church. How many of you feel like giving your life for your enemy? The Bible says love your enemies, doesn't it? Doesn't it say love your enemies?
Yes.
Ugh, yeah. I don't know where that's at, but we'll... No, I'm kidding. So let's go to Psalm 32. We're going to talk about forgiveness this morning. Hallelujah. If I can get through it all today, we got a lot, so... Bear with me. But we are going to roll through the changes here. So Psalm 32 and verse 1. It said, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
Yay, that's me.
So we are blessed people. Our transgressions have been forgiven. Why? Because we asked.
That's right.
Why? See, they're not just automatically forgiven. You got to ask.
Amen.
You got to ask. Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me. What did Jesus say on the cross? Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Even though it had to be done the way it was being done, even though that was God's plan, Jesus asked God to forgive them. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. He says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Now, back then, this is Old Testament, but back then, the blood of bulls and goats would cover sin so that God the Father would not see that and kill them.
Amen.
Okay? Plain and simple. So sin was at that time covered. It was covered. There was a blanket of blood over top of each sinner. Okay? Now, Jesus came, and you know what happened. His blood washed, cleansed, and eliminated sin. Jesus became sin for us. All right? So sin now is not covered. It's washed clean. We are cleansed from all unrighteousness. Amen. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Verse 2. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. He doesn't hold our sin against us any longer. Any longer. And whose spirit there is no deceit.
Amen.
Our sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Our sins are washed clean.
Amen.
God doesn't hold them against us any longer. Now, what does that say about people or Christians? Aren't we supposed to follow in our Father's footsteps?
Amen.
Be imitators of God, the Bible says, as dear children. Well, if God forgives and forgets, we must do the same.
Amen.
I heard a guy, preacher, say that you can forgive other people, you just can't forgive yourself. Sorry, you've got to forgive yourself first in order to be able to forgive other people. If you can't forgive yourself, then you don't know the salvation of the Lord. Amen? So we these people that believe they can't forgive themselves have to have an understanding of the true salvation of the Lord, of what the blood does, of what God's idea about sin was and how it's been fixed. And they don't have it. They, you know, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, we're not any longer. I'm not a sinner anymore. I'm a saint. I'm a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Whose sin has been blotted out. Washed clean, parted as far as the east is from the west. Yes. Hallelujah. He remembers my sin and my iniquity no more. I mean,
praise God. Hallelujah.
So, it's my duty, it's my job as a follower of Christ to do the same.
Amen.
To do the very same thing, which is to forgive. Wash it clean, forgive it, wash it, get it out of my mind, get it out of my heart.
Yeah.
Because here's where it ends up. Okay? You know hurt. We all know hurt. Hurt hurts. You know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Liar! Okay, that's a lie. That's a lie. Words can kill. Words, the Bible say, are eternal. They cut deep to the heart. Okay? So, words can hurt. This is why husbands and wives, when they get mad at one another, they say things that they would normally never say. And I'll tell you, when it comes to forgiveness there, those words are hard to get rid of in your mind and in your heart. When someone you love said, I hate you.
Yeah, there you are.
I hate you. I remember this person. I can't even go into the story. But they told their parent, their dad, I hate you. All the time. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Well, the dad died. Passed over. Passed out. Dead. Right in the kitchen. So this person that kept saying that I hate you, Dad, never got to ask him to forgive her, him, person. So, daggone it. Anyway, so now this person has to be able to do one thing, and that is to forgive their self. Because they didn't get to ask their father for forgiveness. Now you want to talk about carrying around a burden for the rest of your life. Hallelujah, amen. Oof, that's rough. So let's not, and I would tell this person, you don't say that. You're going to regret it. You're going to regret it. I would say it over and over. They regret it. And it can't be fixed person to person now. All right? And so it has to be fixed within that person. That person has to break that bond of hatred and bitterness and unforgiveness within their self. And there's only one way of doing that. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the mercy of God. Amen. It's just the mercy of God that can get that done for you. All right. So, thank you, Lord, that our sin is not imputed toward us anymore. He has washed us clean. All right. Now, we see he said covered here, but we Jesus came. We are washed. All right. Let's go to Psalm 51. Psalm 51. Psalm 51 and verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. Stop. What if somebody asked you to have mercy on them according to your loving kindness? Do you have loving kindness? Do you walk in loving kindness? What if they asked you, have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness? Well, I don't love anybody. Now, this is hate that's going on in this world today. Why do you think we're seeing what we're seeing today? Violence everywhere. You can't go anywhere. Saw what happened the first day of Black Friday in Walmart stores. I mean, there were tear gas put out and all kinds of stuff. All because of people fighting over, I want that prize or that gift. I want to buy that, you know. What is wrong with people? It's a gift. You should have been shopping weeks ago. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. How many of you are tender towards others? Tender towards others. What makes you what moves you emotionally? And I want you to think about this throughout this message. What it moves you emotionally concerning another person? The need that the person may have, maybe? I mean, needs move me. I see people on the corner, that need moves me. Okay? What brings you to an emotional outcry within your heart? Those who don't know Jesus, the lame, the blind, the deaf, the dead. You know, there's a TV show called The Walking Dead. I don't know if you know that. It's about zombies, but it's called The Walking Dead. Thing is they're real. It's true. There's walking dead everywhere. They don't know Jesus. See, the devil's not stupid. He's just using it as in a zombie way. Well, they are kind of zombified, aren't they? They're blinded. They can't see the truth. They won't hear the truth. Today's millennial will not hear the truth except from a professor, and that professor could tell them that red is blue, and they'll believe it's blue. That's right. Why? Because he said so. It's a rebellious spirit. What moves you emotionally toward another person? I'll tell you what moved God toward us. You ready? He loved us. What moved him toward us is that we could not keep the law. We were killing ourselves with sin. So God fixed it. It moved him so much that the Bible says it pleased him to crush his own son. Yeah. Because of the love for you.
Yes, amen.
Do you have that kind of love for other people?
Yeah.
That's love.
Yeah.
And that's an eternal love.
Amen.
Laying down your life for your friends. Praise amen. Yeah. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to your multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
Praise
God. Yeah. Blot it out.
Amen.
Now, we just read covered, didn't we? A few 50 Psalms earlier. Oh, 30 Psalms earlier, whatever. We just read covered, but now he said what? Blot it out. Something blotted out is redacted, means you cannot see what's underneath it.
That's right.
It's blotted out. Well, what blots out our sin?
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ. What blots out a credit card number is usually black ink. But what blots out our sin in the eyes of God is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We must apply the blood.
Oh, that's right.
We must apply the blood. Walk in the way,
amen,
the Bible said, right?
Amen.
What did he do? He walked in the way of the blood. The blood was flowing,
yeah. Oh,
and he walked in the what they called the way of the blood,
yeah.
The flow.
Yeah.
We need to walk in the flow. We need to walk in the flow of the blood every day. Every day, every day. Knowing that we are forgiven.
Yes.
Knowing that we're free. That the sin can't be held against us because Jesus bore it. He bore it all. See, the Bible says he became it.
Hallelujah.
And then was crucified.
That's right.
It's over. It's done. Praise God. We are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We're free. Praise God. Amen. All right. Yes. That's it. Verse 2 says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Wash me what? Thoroughly. Thoroughly. You see, when you wash your body, to wash your body thoroughly, you need one of them back things, man, because I can't reach back there. Don't you? I mean, I need one of them things like 3 feet long with a brush on there. But I mean, you got to get down. Now, that's washing thoroughly. But when I don't have that, I can't reach there. That's not thoroughly washed.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
That's right.
But he's asking the Lord God Almighty, wash me thoroughly.
Amen.
So God's up there with the blood of Jesus Christ and a brush, and he's scrubbing you down. Getting that dirt off of you.
Amen.
All of my dirt and all of my shame, drowned in the streams that have made me born again. Okay, that's why we sing that song. There's a lot of reasons why we sing that song, mainly Donovan. But we sing that song. It's important to know that we're free from our sin. It's important to know that he doesn't remember it anymore. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Okay, let's go to Hebrews 8. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Everything's great in Romans 8.
Yeah. And we like Hebrews.
Hebrews 8. They're getting excited up here about Romans too, so. Praise God. Hebrews 8 and verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. And their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Hallelujah. He said, I will be merciful. I will be merciful. I won't remember that any longer.
Hallelujah.
Real quick, if you look at Hebrews 10:17, it says this. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Okay?
Amen.
He will not remember our sin or lawless deeds anymore. Now, what do?
Wow.
We get on our knees and we repent. We repent. In order to have our sin cleansed, washed clean, washed thoroughly, remembered no more, blotted out. Okay? We get on our knees and we repent. Now, repenting is turning from.
Amen.
If you're going towards sin, you do a 180. You don't do a 360 like most people do. They can't help themselves. They're like, man, I'm going to the bar. Okay, I better not go to the bar. I'm on going to the bar. You know, no, we don't want to do that. No, we don't want to go into that adult bookstore. You know, we don't want to do that. You know, and I'm so tired of hearing commercials about it. You know, and everything's ED this and ED that. And oh, my Lord, and I don't have any estrogen. And oh, Lord, what's going on?
Yeah,
what is it? It ain't all about sex.
Amen.
It isn't.
That's right.
I'm sorry. We weren't put on this earth to just procreate. We're here to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. We're here to do his will.
Amen.
Right. Amen. That's just the benefit.
Lord.
Amen. Now let's not get any more. All right. Our sin and our iniquity, our lawless deeds, he'll remember no more.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We've seen that now he'll blot them out.
Yes,
we've seen now that he'll wash us, cleanse us thoroughly from our sin and then remember it no more. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That is the mercy of our God. Now, are we that merciful?
Yes, we have.
And we must be.
Yes.
So I'll challenge you this year. When you get around somebody that you kind of feel about, you know, and you bite your tongue so you don't say anything wrong, and you start sounding like a pirate, you know, and, you know, I challenge you. When you feel that coming on, deal with it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, deal with it. Not the person. Some people are just, whew, Lord have mercy, you created that? All right. That's just some people. Listen, we're all different. You know, people get around me, they're like, man, he's loud. Jeez. Or gosh, that guy's got a lot of energy. Oh my gosh, you know. Or that dude drives me crazy. You know, whatever the case may be. It doesn't matter. But we've got to get to that point where when we feel that, it's always right here. You understand? It's down in here and you feel it right in the heart. You know, I better go deal with this. I got to get this dealt with. Don't go up to the person and say, I just want you to know I forgive you for being a jerk.
Yeah, that wouldn't be it.
It's not how we do it.
No.
But we get with the Lord. Amen. Father, help my heart.
Amen.
Help my heart, Father, not to think these evil thoughts towards someone else. Forgive me, oh Lord. I forgive that person for this and thus.
Amen.
And Father, I pray that they forgive me and I am going to deal with it. And God will tell you one of two things. You go to them and ask them to forgive you.
Yeah.
Or it's dealt with. See, there's some people, just as the story I told you, they can't go to that person and ask for forgiveness. So it has to be then dealt with by God in their heart.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So
get free. Yes.
That's your freedom. That's your
Amen.
Forgiveness. That's your knowing.
Whew, hallelujah.
What a weight off my heart.
Amen.
Now, when you get around that person, if you feel that again, No, you're still harboring.
Right.
You're still harboring. Thank God Almighty that He does not harbor our sin against us anymore. He doesn't do that. So we don't have the right to do it to others.
Right. No.
We cannot.
Yeah.
We are to be an example
Amen.
Of God. Amen?
Yeah.
We are to be His imitators.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm not going to get this done today. Hallelujah. Let's go to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. Praise God. Listen, when I get my preach on, I get happy. Isaiah 43. Happy when you do it. Clap your hands. Pop, pop. Isaiah 43. Excuse me. Woo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 25. I am He, capitalized, who blots out your transgression for my own sake. For whose sake? God Almighty's own sake. He blots out your transgression.
Thank you, Lord.
That's how much He loves us.
Yeah, yeah.
He loves us that much to blot out your... Do you love other people enough to blot out their transgression?
Yes. Yeah. Forgive it and let it go.
Right? Let it go. Walk away from it.
Amen.
Doesn't mean you don't still love them. Hang out with them. Now, there's a lot of people you don't hang out with. Okay? Now, we're going to get into a forgiving each other, which we're not going to be able to get to today. But, Lord, once you see that, oh boy. You know, you think this is interesting to try to follow in the footsteps of the mighty God and to love one another and to forgive one another as He does. We'll just wait till we get into this other subject. So I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake.
Hallelujah.
And I will not remember your sins. And I will not remember your sins. You can even read on. It says, put me in remembrance.
Yeah.
Let us contend together. Sorry, let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. Being acquitted sounds like being forgiven, doesn't it? What do we do in order to be forgiven or be acquitted? We plot our case. Now, Lord, I didn't do it. She made me do it. I think that's what Adam said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't work, did it?
Nope.
All right, so you got to be on the right plot. Okay. Let's go to Isaiah 55. We can be acquitted. Amen. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. You know, a lot of people use that scripture in the court systems. I've heard prisoners use it in their, you know, situation and things that they've gone through, the circumstances they've dealt with. And they'll use that scripture before they go before the judge. Because, see, the judge is the one that pronounces the sentence. Amen. Or the jury, for that matter. And, they'll use that scripture, oh God, and they'll plot their case. I didn't do it. You know I didn't. And hey, you know, there are some people that didn't do it. I want you to understand something. They're releasing prisoners all the time because they're finding DNA that's not them. So some of them people that are in there really did not do it. All right. Isaiah 55, verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way. Oh, no. It means I got to quit being wicked.
That's right.
Daggone it. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Oh, no. Now I can't think bad stuff?
No.
Oh, this is getting rough. Aren't church over yet? What? Let him return to the Lord. Hallelujah. And he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to read it again. You know what? Let's read verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found.
Amen.
Call upon him while he is near.
Yes.
You can't do this after you're dead.
Nope.
No. After you're dead, it's too late.
That's right.
So seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked, verse 7, forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now, I know prisoners that use that one as well. To be pardoned means you're out of here. You're free. Go away. You are pardoned. Sometimes you'll see the Attorney General pardon people that are in prison for certain issues and things that they may do. I don't know if you ever, I'm sure you guys voted and you saw that what was on the ballot about, if they were under the influence of drugs, then we should give them a lighter sentence because they really didn't know what they were doing. Wrong.
Right.
Vote no.
No.
Nope.
Nobody
made them take it, right? No, it's not right that a murderer would get a lighter sentence because he was under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, right.
When another murderer, who really wasn't a murderer, but it was a murderer who wasn't on anything and gets a longer sentence. It's not right, right? Justice is what? Justice.
Yeah.
Right? It's across the board.
That's right.
You get this much for this much. You get this. There's a minimum for manslaughter. There's a minimum. There's a minimum for murder. Murder one, murder two, murder, right? Amen. So it's not right that just because somebody decided to take drugs and be under the influence of drugs and then killed somebody, that they should get a lighter sentence because they didn't know what they were doing. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, amen. So our God, praise God, hallelujah, has abundantly pardoned us even though we knew what we were doing.
Right.
Hello. Ouch. I mean, amen. Come on.
Yeah.
Bible says you're a liar if you say you're without sin.
Right. That's right.
Okay, so hey, hold up. Come on. I'm free from it.
Yes.
I'm washed clean from it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Amen. I've just got to guard myself not to commit it.
Come on. Bring it.
Amen. And that's it. That's it. And see, Jesus came because they could not keep the law back then. That's why. He had to come. Because they were dying in their sin.
Yes, right.
Literally dying in their sin. Amen. And then they started to put on so many different rules and regulations. And if you didn't wash your hands, you were going to hell. Before dinner. Huh? I mean, alright. I mean, let's keep the law, simple. So forsake the way of the wicked. Forsake it. Turn from it. Walk away from being wicked. Stay away from the wicked thing.
Yeah.
Remember the movie John Q? He said, son, stay away from the bad things.
Amen.
Stay away from the bad things.
That's right.
How about this one? And the unrighteous man, his thoughts.
Yeah.
You know what we got to do there.
Bible
says to take every thought captive.
Amen.
Take it what? Captive.
Captive.
Don't allow it to roam around in your mind before it drops into your heart.
Yes.
Take it captive. Then what do? Cast it down.
Yes.
And once it's cast down, then what? Step on it.
That's right.
Praise God and it will be eliminated.
Amen.
Go into praise.
Hallelujah.
Go into praise. Thank you, Lord, that I'm free from being wicked. I'm free from these thoughts. I mean, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. But you know that you're free when you're done.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Yeah. 1 John. Let's go to 1 John 1. You know this one. Come on. 1 John 1. 1 John 1. 1 John 5.
Oh.
All right. 1 John, excuse me, verse one, chapter 1, sorry. Starting in verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
That's right.
What? Oh, no. We not only deceive ourselves, but the truth is not in us. All right, let's read that again because that went over real well. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9. If we confess our sins, He, capitalized, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from a little bit of unrighteousness. All? How much of it? All unrighteousness. To forgive our sin and to cleanse us from all of it.
Hallelujah.
All of it. Any unrighteous act.
Amen.
Any.
Any.
Yeah, but he killed people and ate them. Any. That was a big thing, man. When Jeffrey Dahmer got born again in prison. And that was such a mess of Christians hating on this guy. And, well, how could God forgive him and this and blah, blah, blah? Hey, he forgave you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't eat people. You know. Listen, sin, according to the eyes of the Lord, is sin.
Yeah. Yeah. Big or little. That's right.
Sin is sin. Unforgiveness is right up there with murder.
Oh, yeah, come on. Yeah.
Hatred, violence.
Yeah.
So we can't walk in unforgiveness, can we? We've got to forgive. Just as our Father in heaven has forgiven us.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's another scripture. Hang on now. All right. I'm going to read this one more time. 1 John 1, verse 8 and 9 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's go to Psalm 103. Hallelujah. I'm going to get this done, yeah. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord. All right. Excuse me. Psalm 103, let's just start in verse 1. Might as well. Says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, and who does what? Heals all your diseases. I'll tell you, sin brought the plague. Sin brought disease. Sin brought everything that Jesus had a stripe for. And, today, even still, things are being created through sin. We saw that, and you can close your Bibles. We saw that through sin, or at the time, it's not just homosexuality, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about promiscuous. But through many partners, let's leave it at that, then the HIV virus was presented, wasn't it? Right, and it began to wipe people out because they would turn in having full-blown AIDS.
Yes.
Okay? But this was brought on by sin.
Amen.
Brought on by sin. So, we can see that sin can cause disease.
Amen.
Sin can cause death. So we've got to stay out of it.
Amen.
Let the wicked what? Depart from his ways.
That's right.
We got to turn from it.
Yes, yeah.
Got to turn from it. Now, if you've got what we were talking about earlier, that bitterness and in your heart, get it dealt with. Get it fixed. Amen. Get it fixed.
Yeah.
If you've got sin in your life, get it fixed. Just get it fixed. It's not a hard thing to do. Just get it fixed. All right. It's better to have it fixed and going into this new year ready.
Yeah.
Things are getting heated up. Ladies and gentlemen, amen. If you're watching everything going on in this earth today, things are getting heated up. And we've got to be protected.
Amen.
We've got to be clean in the eyes of the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Free from any bondage that might have us held down.
Right.
Right? Amen. And there's so many things out there now today that can bind you up, that can keep you bound, and that get to the point where you have no control. A lot of it right now we're seeing is in the opiates.
Yeah.
We're seeing that we just saw an officer die. It was 2 days ago because he touched fentanyl. He didn't know it was fentanyl. It looked like just a regular old Xanax pill. But see, they're making Xanax out of fentanyl. See, they don't know what they're getting into. They've got people on the streets buying drugs, thinking that they're pharmaceutically grade opiates or Xanax, depressants, or whatever the case may be. They're thinking these are coming from pharmacies. And guess what? They're not. They've got pill press machines that look just like the pill. They're pressing these things out with fentanyl that I hear we are getting from China.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Everybody thought it was Mexico.
Yeah.
It's actually China. Yeah. But we see this hold, right? Amen? That's come upon the earth today. We see this hold that... Now, I'm not saying that you don't need it. When you're in pain, you're in pain. You need to be relieved. Hallelujah. Fine. Just don't get it off the street.
Yeah.
And don't allow it to get a hold of you.
Right. Amen.
Because once you're bound, ladies and gentlemen, you're bound.
Yes.
There is no easy way off. There just isn't. I've been there. We'll talk about this one day. But it is not easy once it's got you. It's no different there than any other sin out there, though. Okay? As a single man, women can be such a bondage addiction to a single man. I don't know about women, if they can be bound to men like that, but I know men. I mean, we wake up in the morning, go to sleep at night, thinking about it. Man, she was cute. Woo-hoo! You know, it binds up our mind. And especially when it drops into the heart. Now you're bound. And to get free is only through freedom in Jesus.
Amen.
That's it. That's it. There's a difference between being bound in the heart and being bound chemically in the body. There's a big difference. Being chemically bound means your body can no longer go on without it. You must have it or you will die. It's up here, you feel like you're going to die. In here, you know you're going to die. One of two things is going to take place. You're either going to get what you need to get fixed and feel better, or you're going to put a bullet in your head. I mean, that's just how you feel.
Yeah.
All right? And this is going on throughout the earth all over the place. People are killing themselves.
Yeah.
Because they either, one, can't get it. Number two, they are getting it. It's bad. And they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
There's got to be a way out. The way is Jesus.
Amen.
The way is Jesus. Do it right. See, there's nothing wrong with being on medication, but it's got to be done right.
Amen.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong to going to the doctor. You're not out of faith because you went to the doctor. Give me a break. I remember this whole gig back when I was a kid. Man, you couldn't go to the doctor or you were out of faith. Yeah, and you know how many kids died because their parents wouldn't take them to the doctor because they were sick with pneumonia?
Hmm.
Happened all the time. Or had this thing or that thing going on. Well, no, I believe. Yes, you do believe. I believe too. Now go to the doctor and find out what is actually going on. It's better to know exactly what's going on in the body than to just think, well, it's just a cold, but we'll pray. You don't know. I'm not a doctor. I go to the doctor and find out, hey, doc, what's wrong with me? You're pretty mental. Okay, you know, no. I go to find out what's going on in the body so I know how to pray. You got to know how to pray, don't you?
Yeah.
You got to know the different scriptures that you need to pray properly, right? It's no different. It's just doing a little bit of research. You're researching what's going on in the body to get it fixed properly. You got to fix it right. Right? Amen. You got to fix it right. You need a new tire, but it's got a flat. You got a couple options. You can plug it. Right? Have you ever heard about that? Plugging the tire because it keeps leaking air. Or you can get fix-a-flat and you can put that stuff in there. But you see, that stuff hardens.
Yeah.
and then your tire starts doing this,
yeah.
and it's off balance, okay? So those are really not two good things, because a plug tire doesn't last as long, right? And a tire with fix-a-flat in it can throw your whole front end off balance and out of kilt. So what's the best thing to do? Find out, maybe I should get a new tire. Maybe I should get a new tire. Maybe that would be the best way to go. That's just how we do it. Amen? We find out what's going on, and then we know how to pray. We find out what's going on, and then we know how to fix the problem.
Yeah.
What do we do with our teenagers? Now, I'm talking teenagers now. They come home from school, go right past you, don't say hi, slam their door.
Yep.
So here's what happens. You got one of two options. You can go in and ask that teenager, honey, are you all right? Or you can find out exactly what's wrong if they'll talk to you. But that's between you and them. That's called a relationship.
Yep.
Or you can just pray, Lord, I put them in your hands. Please help them. Wouldn't you rather go find out what's going on? Find out what's going on in that young person's life, and then guess what? I can pray now that I know what's going on.
That's right.
And if it's a bully, we're going to fix that. No, I'm just kidding. But understand what I'm saying. Find out exactly what it is so that I can pray properly.
Right.
You can find out she's pregnant. What?
Yep,
where's my gun? No.
Yeah.
But what if that's the case? Amen. What if that's the case? You don't know how to pray. You don't know what's going on in that person's body. What's going on in their heart. What's going on in their mind. They may be being bullied at school verbally, and it's crushing them to the point of suicide.
Yeah.
We can't just throw up a hey, happy, do prayer and think that it's fixed.
Yes.
It's got to get fixed right. We have a relationship with those young people for a reason.
Amen.
Training them up in the way they should go. That when they're old, they'll not depart. We must get through to them.
Amen.
Once we get through to them, we can find out what's going on in them.
Yes.
Then we can pray over them. We can get our hands on them, and we can cast out a devil if there's a devil present.
Yes.
You don't know if they used a Ouija board over the weekend at their girlfriend's party.
Yeah,
hello?
Yeah.
Come on, you got to know. See, you got to know if a door got opened up into the witchcraft realm, and you got to be able to fix it. But saying, Lord, please help him, is not going to be exact. We got to get in and get deep and dig.
Yes.
And then when they tell you, yeah, we had a seance. You did what?
Yeah.
I had to go to my mom when I was in second grade. Because I hung around. This was when we lived in apartments, and I hung around with older kids. And we had a seance. Why am I telling this? And we had a seance, and I was just a little kid. You know, I didn't know nothing. And it was one of those 7 minutes in the bathroom thing. You ever hear about this?
No.
Never heard about this? Okay, so 7 minutes in the bathroom where you're in there. You're in complete pitch dark blackness. And you sit, and there's a mirror. And you wait, and you concentrate, and you concentrate, and you concentrate, and you think on a presence, whatever. You can even think of a specific person if you want, and that person will show up. Well, something showed up, and I went flying out of that bathroom. Because, see, I'm in second grade, so I've been training, being trained up, right? Shouldn't have been in there in the first place.
That's right.
Right? So a door's been opened. I've seen into the spirit realm, and what am I doing? What if I went by my mom, shut my door, and she didn't care? Now I'm walking around in witchcraft.
Amen.
But I went to my mom, see, because I know.
That's right.
And I told mom what happened, and she cast the thing from me. And thank God for that. But if I didn't have that communication with her, and she didn't know what to do, oh Lord, please help him. He must be struggling. That's not the prayer that I needed. Amen. We got to get specific. Praise God. Well, thank God I got into that. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are free. The Lord has forgiven us. Let's walk in that same forgiveness with others. Amen. Next week, we're going to get into some fun. Hallelujah. On forgiving each other. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Such a good time. Don't miss it. Amen. Lift your hands. Father, we bless you. We praise you. And we give you glory. Father, we are truly grateful for your word.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for all that you've done for us, doing and are doing for us, Father. Thank you, Father, for guiding us and directing us this year. Father, help us get our hearts fixed, get our minds fixed, get our bodies fixed, whatever needs fixed. We thank you that we are healed, set free, delivered, and made whole. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory and the honor for it. Father, as we go this week, I call this body blessed in Jesus' name. I thank you that we are protected by your hand. Your angels are in charge over us to guard and keep us. We thank you for it, and we give you praise. And all of God's people said, amen. Glory to God. Have a blessed week.